Department. Good to see you, Chief. I really appreciate your taking the time. What can you tell me about this man, 30 years old, James Oliver Sivakumaran? Who was he? Why was he planning this attack?
Well, right now, trying to get the background investigation and find out what made him tick is all under investigation. We do know he was 30 years old, had been a student there, had been a loner, and very kind of antisocial behavior.
Now, what we were talking about the gun, the backpack, the IEDs that you found. What about these notes?
Well, when our officers found him, there was a handgun and a tactical rifle inside a backpack. As we were searching the premises, we found what we would consider four IEDs. So we had to have the explosive ordnance unit come and dispose of those, and we're working with the FBI now to try to find out exactly what those materials were.
So four IEDs. Do you have any idea how he got those devices or whether he built them himself? What were you, what's your instinct right now?
All the indications are that he built them himself.
Wow. Do you, and in terms of motive, again, I'm just curious about these notes that you found indicating that he was planning an attack. Do you know what he intended to do with all of this?
No, he wasn't exactly clear on what the attack was going to consist of. However, he did have a timeline of how he was getting ready and preparing, and then in the end, he would just give him hell is the quote that he used in the timeline.
So he said give him hell, but it's unclear at this point who they were?
That's correct. Who they is unknown at this time. However, our investigation is continuing.
Now, before police arrived, a fire alarm went off at the dorm. Do you know if that was connected to this, or do you think that, there but for the grace of God?
No, actually, all indications are that the deceased activated the fire alarm before going back inside and arming himself.
So when you put together the dots that you have now, and I know that you're still figuring things out, I know you're working with the FBI, but do you believe a major deadly attack was averted at the University of Central Florida?
There's no doubt in my mind. Clearly, his aim was to injure people. We believe that the activating the fire alarm was an opportunity to get people out of their rooms and put a lot of people possibly into his targets. But we had some luck on our side, and we got a 911 call, so we were able to respond quickly and bring it to a rapid conclusion.